Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Do you remember 2007? Seems like a long time ago and it seems like 5 minutes. Remember how we were just doing business and housing prices were going up an incredible rate and people were in a position where their houses were worth twice as much as what they paid for them, maybe three times as much. And people were flipping houses, some people buying 10 houses at one time. And because houses were in such demand that you could sell your house in a week. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, there were people beating on the doors wanting to buy houses in Florida. We could have sold our house in a week if we chose to. And then 2008 hit, and everything came tumbling down. And all of those people that had 10 properties that they owned couldn't pay the mortgages, and we all know what happened from there. It created years' worth of problems when the bubble burst. But because there was such a demand, people could sell their houses. They could ask any price that they wanted. Then 2008 came, and you couldn't sell anything. And all of a sudden, people would get creative, and they would go, if you buy my house, you can have the car in the garage. I'll buy you a Jaguar. I'll get you season football tickets. They would offer any premium that they could think of to sell their house. Well, years have passed. It's now 2015. And we all know the economy is not as strong as it should be, but it's, you know, plodded along and it's moving along and things are getting better. And houses are starting to sell again. People are buying again. And it also relates to the job market. In 2008, 9, 10, people would take any job they could get. The people that were well-trained were afraid of losing their job. But today, because business is picking up, because there's a more demand for, not for everyone, not for people that aren't trained, but for the experienced person, for the great salesperson, for the great tech person, for the great administrative person, there is opportunity. So what does this mean to you? It means that you have to rethink your attitudes towards your coworkers, to your employees. What do you expect from your employees? Employers have a short memory. They forget what it was like to be an employee. Most employers have worked for someone along the way, and they had a view of their boss, but now they're the boss. What view do your employees have of you? Because the demand's going to be picking up for experienced, talented people, who will have an opportunity to change jobs, you've got to rethink how you're treating these people. If you're not treating them well, you better clean up your act right away. If you're not paying them appropriately, you better rethink that. If you're not creating the kind of work environment that makes it pleasant to come to work, you need to rethink that. You don't want to lose the people that work for you. The people that work for you are the most valuable asset that you have. Now, I'm not talking about the people that aren't being productive. I'm talking about the people that make your business work. If you don't take care of those people, you're going to lose them because everyone's going to be out looking to increase their, not everyone, but many businesses will be out looking to increase their staff. And they want your person. Not only do they want your business, but they want the great people that you have. So let's think it through. Let's make sure we're treating our people right. Let's make sure that our expectations are reasonable, that our people and employees know what's expected of them, that we're always coaching them, talking to them, making them part of the process, praising them when necessary, and talking to them and communicating with them as to what is expected. We want to keep those great people because those great people are what makes the country work, it's what makes your business work, and it's what makes you a profit. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.